During the past years, Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, has raised a solution for the Palestinian status, explaining that all Palestinians, whether they are Jews, Christians, or Muslims, should have a referendum for taking back their own country's control. In your idea, what effects this idea may have to unite Muslims, Jews, and Christians?
With the help of the Almighty, that is why we are so thankful both to Ayatollah Khomeini and to the continuation today, the Ayatollah Khamenei and the Islamic Republic of Iran. They are very clear in differentiating between Judaism, the religion, and Zionism, this unacceptable nationalist movement. And that's why in Iran the Jews are able to practice their religion, and we're very thankful, and there's no words to express our gratitude for this. And we hurt at the vilification of Iran that is happening, and it's all because they stand up against Zionism, and the Zionists put on this facade. They hijacked our religion, they put on the facade as if it's a Jewish state. And they would like that everybody who's attacking, who's speaking up against their evil, what they're doing, as that they should be accused of being anti-Semitic. That's what they say, you're anti-Semitic. And that's what they try to vilify Iran, when they are the worst anti-Semites. Because the Zionists, not only are they stealing our religion, they are causing hate of Jews around the world, and they are causing the endless river of bloodshed. We have been living in Muslim lands for hundreds of years, and now we've been living in even in Europe, and they're creating the exacerbation of anti-Semitism. They are the root cause of bloodshed. We don't condone bloodshed, but they are the ones who cause bloodshed. Not only that, but because the Jews oppose them, we demonstrate in Palestine. We're peaceful, we don't have guns, and they brutally beat us, our brothers and sisters, and we refuse to serve in their army. They have a draft, and they try to force the boys and girls also into the army, and we don't go, and we demonstrate, and the world is silent. They don't report on all this terrible oppression of the Jewish religious people in Palestine. And you can go to our site, NKUSA, you can see it. It's there for anybody to see. The links on our site, NKUSA. We have demonstrations, and there's no reason for this, no justification. We're standing there simply saying that you have no right to occupy, you have no right to have this Zionist state of Israel. We have, thank God, it's an interesting phenomenon, but you can go into, this you see with horses trampling on the Jews, but you can see we have in the walls, it says a Jew is not a Zionist. In Mei Sharim, in the Jewish neighborhoods, you can even see, usually we don't have pictures of women because of modesty, but you can see Jewish women carrying Palestinian flags. But they're brutally attacked by the Zionists. This is in the city of Jerusalem, in Al-Quds and other Jewish areas. Because we stand up and say that they have no right to occupy and have this land, and we say that the reason the world accepts their and supports them is all because they are mistaken. They're being fooled to think it's a Jewish state. It's not a Jewish state. It's the worst enemy of the Jews, the Zionist state of Israel. We hope for its speedy and peaceful dismantlement.
Yes, unfortunately, they don't broadcast these facts and these pictures. Yeah.
We have so much more. We have documents on documents from the 1920s when the chief rabbis. It was a Jewish, thriving Jewish community that was living together in the same courtyards with the Muslims and Christian Arabs, and nobody. We had no problem. It's all there. If anybody would like to look, you can see the beautiful pictures of our coexistence in Palestine. And everybody has that narrative. The Muslim and Arab and Jewish communities. If you ask them, they'll tell you their personal anecdotes. How we live together. What stopped this all? Zionism. And yet they have the audacity, the nerve to attack anybody who speaks up against them. Us they call self-hating Jews, and we have the largest thriving Jewish communities. If you go to New York, right across from Manhattan, where I come from, it's right across from Manhattan, it's right Williamsburg, Brooklyn. there's miles and miles of religious Jews, and there's that one Israeli flag there. If you go to the Stamford Hills in England, in London, if you go to Montreal, Canada, wherever you find, invariably, a very religious community, they oppose the existence of the State of Israel. And we have facts in our books called Traditional Torah Opposition to Zionism. We show the hypocrisy of the Zionists. We show how they write against the religious Jews and how they oppress the religious Jews. I show they beat Jews to death. They arrest them because we don't go to the army. They murdered our rabbis, assassinated three times. And Theodor Herzl, the father of Zionism, wrote in his diary that a way to solve the problem of anti-Semitism is to speak to the head priest of Vienna, to get an appointment with the Pope, to make a mass conversion of all the Jews in Austria to Catholicism. He said the way, and it should be done with music and pride on Sunday, in the middle of the day with music. This is what he wrote. And Jabotinsky, the founder of Visionist Zionism, wrote that Jews with beards and payas and earlocks like this should be second-class citizens and not have a right to vote. We have many of their writings. We can show that they're false. They're simply just they're masquerading in our religion to intimidate the others not to speak up against them.